Humboldt County's Planning Commission gridlocked on allowing more signage for a U-Haul facility at McKinleyville's former Mill Creek Shopping Center with deep division over accommodating business needs versus heeding the intent of a recently approved sign ordinance. There were only 4 of 7 commissioners at the September 4th meeting, and after a tie vote on approving the additional signs, the permit hearing was continued to the October 2nd meeting. Originally on the consent agenda of a meeting last month, a permit change to allow 22 more signs was bumped to field some public comment. Of 14 emails and 2 voicemails, 11 supported the change, 4 opposed it, and 1 was an information request. Bordered by School Road and Central Avenue, the sprawling U-Haul moving and storage facility consists of 2 buildings. The U-Haul facility's general manager said there's a need for directional and informational signage. Despite the fairly robust initial public response, there were no takers during the hearing's public comment period, but commissioners had a lot to say. Commissioner Thomas Mulder noted that the sign ordinance provides room for negotiation through the conditional use permit process.
So for me, I feel that we went through a long process with the ordinance adoption and left this option available for people to come forward. And I feel like they're going through the proper process. And personally, with the economy the way it is in Humboldt County, I have a hard time trying to say no to a business that's wanting to invest money. I mean, it's going to take labor, materials, and capital investment, which means that they're probably going to stay open for a little bit of time, which could provide more jobs. So I don't want to say no to business.
But Commissioner Jerome Kiriazzi described U-Haul's request as a bit excessive, and Commissioner Peggy O'Neill said a majority of social media posts opposed it, and what works for U-Haul in large city doesn't fit in Humboldt County.
I understand having signage that directs people from one place to another, but that's a little excessive. And I would have liked to have seen an attempt to modify the signs to provide the directions that they need to provide to the public and stay within the ordinance. And then if that wasn't possible, to come back and say, well, you know, this isn't just going to work. But instead, it's like, well, this is what we do everywhere else, so we want to do it in McKinleyville.
The disagreement frustrated Commission Chair Ivor Skavdal, who described the notion of rejecting the sign proposal as unfair and tersely responded to an interjection from O'Neill.
I'll express my frustration. This was on the consent calendar the first time it came to us. We pulled it off consent to give the community time to provide us input. We reached out, and staff did a great job, went out into the community. Not one person from the town of McKinleyville spoke in support or opposition tonight, even after all of that effort. And we're sitting up here telling the applicant that we're going to modify their signage plan. I don't think that's fair to them. And I understand. You got to say what you wanted to say. I get to say what I want to say. Please respect me on that.
Mulder's motion to approve the new signs yielded a 2-2 tie, with Kiriazzi and O'Neill voting against. The commission voted to continue the hearing to October 2nd, when an odd number of commissioners might be there. Also at the meeting, commissioners unanimously approved permits allowing a 10,000-square-foot Petrolia area cannabis farm to expand to almost 80,000 square feet of outdoor cultivation. About half of the expansion is being done under the county's Retirement Remediation and Relocation Program, which allows cultivation expansion in exchange for moving farming areas away from environmentally sensitive areas. Under the permits, the farm will include outdoor cultivation, non-volatile cannabis manufacturing, and a commercial nursery. Conditions were added to an original proposal to address water concerns. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.